Hello, I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of HME Business. Welcome to the HME Business Podcast. And today I'm joined by Todd Usher from Tactical Back Office to discuss how home medical equipment providers can choose the optimal staffing partner. Todd Usher is the founder of Tactical Back Office, a remote staffing company that offers highly educated and trained front and back office staffing solutions for the healthcare industry. Todd's services have proven to be remarkably effective in helping his clients to reduce overhead and increase employee retention. Tactical Back Office provides fully trained personnel without the cost of screening, training, or benefits to clients. Prior to Tactical Back Office, Todd co-founded Easy Sleep Club, an independent diagnostic testing facility that first opened in 2018. He played a key role in identifying and executing the operational plan, utilizing experienced healthcare professionals. And under his leadership, the facility implemented new technology and faster service, which improved the patient experience. Todd was also co-founder of Home Oxygen Company, LLC, where he was responsible for the company's growth and financial stability. He held P&L responsibility, set management and departmental goals, and implemented brand awareness and marketing strategies. Todd also focused on building strong personnel development programs and fostering team building. And before all of his entrepreneurial ventures began, Todd served as a territory business manager at Invacare and regional manager at Home Tech Medical Services. And our podcast today is sponsored by Tactical Back Office. The costs involved in hiring, training, and retaining an employee can be expensive and risky, which can be detrimental to your overhead and bottom line. Entrusting your staffing needs to Tactical Back Office provides greater control over your staff, HR, profits, and growth. To learn more, visit Tactical Back Office at www.tacticalbackoffice.com. Todd, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining me. It's great to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I think it's safe to say that staffing has been a major challenge for businesses for a while now, going back to the start of the pandemic, if not even earlier than that. And if I understand the staffing crisis correctly, it really feels that staffing issues that business owners and managers face every day are really complex, and they have a lot of levels to them. So it's not as simple as just a shortage of employees. Challenges can include finding qualified employees or employees that can be brought up to speed quickly in an industry such as healthcare that deals with private information, privacy regulations, and a lot of other rules that need to be followed. So employers need high quality, dependable employees, and then they also need to retain them. So I think the need for staffing options has been well established, not just in the home medical equipment segment, but in the business community at large. And so today we're going to talk about those staffing options. And more importantly, we're going to talk about what questions HME suppliers can ask to ensure that they're partnering with a staffing company that really understands a supplier's needs, that supplier's business and challenges, the industry the supplier is in, priorities, et cetera. So Todd, let's start there. What types of staffing solutions are currently available to HME suppliers, and what are the pros and the cons of the different types?
Well, I'll start off with the pros and cons because our experience has been nothing but upside, way more pros than there are cons. Really, the only cons that we've seen is that we're dealing with human beings, and typical of human beings, they will, you know, quit on the spot. They won't give us a 30-day or two-week notice. Some will be smarter than others, some not so smart, some slower, some faster. So those are the typical cons that we deal with, is what we already have to deal with other human beings, local or otherwise. The pros are all on the upside. And as far as what types of staffing solutions are available, I like to think of it as anybody you hire front door to back door, whether it's intake or billing or posting, QA, any of the operator answering the phones, directing phones, answering questions about what types of equipment you carry, working with referrals, prior authorizations, CMNs, anything like that that's happening within a DME company or HME company, we can staff those types of folks. And the pros to that is not only, I think overall our experience has dictated we get a higher quality person, but somebody who shows up on time, somebody who's anxious to make sure you look good and that they're achieving your KPI goals and pleasing you as the boss. Make sure they're doing everything that you expect.
Well, that sounds great. So we've identified a lot of the pros. Let's narrow some of those pros down and start talking about what choices work best for the supplier given the home medical equipment business segment. For instance, what are the main factors or what are the main questions that we should be considering when I, as a supplier, am looking to partner with someone in staffing? So what should my priorities be, I guess? And do you know any pitfalls that I should be trying to avoid or that I should be on the lookout for when choosing a partner?
I think choosing a partner that can accommodate your A to Z needs. Your A to Z needs in any provider is going to be not only the open positions that you have now, but what open positions do you anticipate in the future? What other businesses are you going to be opening? Are you going to be opening more branches? Are you going to be opening different complementary or ancillary types of business that are a complement to your existing HME DME business? I think identifying a partner that knows what they're doing, has the industry background of the positions that you're looking for. For example, having a supplier or a provider that is in need of a biller, you don't do that training in 2 weeks. Or having somebody that is in need of a QA or posting position, that is not something that is trained in 1 or 2 weeks and then placed in your business. That takes a month or two at least for someone to be fully trained on that type of position and be competent when they walk in the door virtually and start working in your business. Having that experience and those folks working in a real live environment and with real patients, real physicians, real medical assistants, real attitudes are going to help the supplier when they onboard, because there's going to be very little training on their part. And not to mention, where else are they planning on going to make sure they're vested in that staffing agency to whatever they can think of next, they're going to be able to adapt and overcome to that position that they're needing. And that could be anything that we aren't thinking of today. You know, so I think going after a partner staffing agency is important, that you have somebody who has been in the business, knows what it takes to succeed, is in fact succeeding, and has a proven track record of success.
Okay, so this may sound like sort of a silly question, but it sounds like, talking to you, what you've just said, I, as the supplier, should not be afraid to ask for what I need. Is that fair? That rather than sort of thinking, well, I don't want to ask for too much, I'm kind of hesitant, I don't want to look like a difficult to work with person, it sounds like your answer to that would be no. Tell us exactly what you need. Do not hold back. Don't try to make it easier for us, because we need to know what you need in order to give you the best possible results. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Challenge us and make us work. we're going to work for you to make sure you're successful. So if there's something that you feel we would not be able to do, or, you know, a common question is, well, how are they going to do that? How are they going to handle this task? How are they going to do that? And we've already been there and done that. We've already worked it out with other clients. We've worked it out with our other sister companies. A bookkeeper, for example, how are they going to get the packing slips when they're not sent electronically? We've already worked out processes that are in existence, and we're successful at it, and we pass that on to other clients as a pathway to success. So challenge us on what positions that you need that we may not be familiar with or currently offer, because I promise you in a month or two, we're going to have answers for you.
Okay, that's a great point. So just because I think I'm asking for something unusual doesn't mean that you don't have experience with it. You probably have had experience with it. And that, I think, is a great, that's a great transition to my next question, which is, how do we assess your track record? You said it was important that suppliers partner with someone with a good track record. So does that mean we should be asking for testimonials, or should we ask for case examples? What kinds of questions should we ask? Because we don't just want to ask the general question of, hey, can you give me good people? Because everybody's going to say yes, of course. So what are some deeper dive questions, I guess, that we can ask that you would recommend?
So I would recommend, number one, client testimonials, and a lot of them, to make sure that you're on the right path. I would also ask, for us, we can provide current KPIs, what's being achieved. What's being achieved by our current TBO team? And I'll give you an example. 90% collection ratio is being achieved. 0% held sales, a 3% denial rate. DSO down in the high 30s. Those are all high caliber KPIs that are being achieved. And it's being achieved by our TBO team under the guidance of supervisors and managers that have trained them to achieve that. And I think another aspect of it is talking to them. Take your time. Interview the few other companies that can provide staffing and who you're going to feel comfortable with. That's always important to me. I want to make sure I'm going to feel, if this is going to be a staffing partner for me, I want to make sure I feel comfortable with the person providing it, that our goals are aligned and that I get along with the guy. I can talk to the person and make sure that I kind of get to know them a little bit before I make a commitment.
Okay, those are all great points. Would it be fair or would it be okay for me if I'm the supplier and I'm looking for a staffing partner? I'm based in Southern California right now where I'm sitting, but let's say that I'm a rural provider and I've got clients, I've got customers in a very large area. Would it be okay for me to ask, hey, do you have a testimonial from another supplier that's in a similar situation? Not necessarily my direct competitor in the town, one town over from mine, but in a similar situation where you've got somebody who's a rural provider and provides more or less the same lines or products or services that I do, maybe is about the same number of employees in the business, you know, have enough similarities to me that I know that testimonial is going to mean something to me. Do you think that's okay for me to ask?
That's absolutely okay. As a matter of fact, that's well within our wheelhouse. We have many customers. Most customers are small, independent HME, DME providers. And we develop a good relationship with those folks. And they are more than willing to talk to other ones that are a little hesitant to jump on this. And then after they do, you know, they're usually pretty ready to start. So absolutely, we can do that. We can put them in contact with other providers that are doing this within our current client organization, and they will talk to them about how they were able to overcome their obstacles and how they felt when they first started and how they feel now about what TBO has been able to provide them.
Okay, so that's something that I, as a supplier who's looking for a partner, I should be looking for that. I should be expecting that staffing partner to be okay with me asking to talk to some of their other customers.
Absolutely. And I would recommend talking to those folks that only have one or two people because they're extremely happy and they're not looking to grow. They're looking to just maintain and be profitable in today's compressed reimbursement environment.
Okay, so that's really good to know that it's fair for me to ask those questions. I wanted to take a scenario which would have some fluctuations, some fluctuating staffing needs. And, you know, what better scenario than the one that we've just been going through the last 3+ years with the COVID pandemic? Suppliers were eventually deemed essential personnel, but at the start, we just didn't know whether that was going to be the case or not. We had employees getting sick. We had employees who had to quarantine at home or maybe had to cut back on their hours and work more at home because they had kids who were homeschooling, et cetera, et cetera. So all of a sudden, suppliers were faced with fluctuating staffing needs that had nothing to do with what they had done. This was through nothing that they had done, and it was very sudden, so they didn't really have a chance to ramp up for fluctuating staffing needs. But here's what they were faced with. They are working also in a healthcare industry, very bound by regulations, privacy policies, et cetera. So is it also fair, I guess, for me to ask about how a staffing partner or a potential staffing partner could work with me as far as scalability, fluctuation in my hiring needs, while still being able to ensure that the staffers they provide me can be trusted with the patient information, financial information, and et cetera? So is fluctuation or scalability, are those also fair questions for me to be asking?
Absolutely. And we encourage it. Of course, Tactical Back Office is going to sign BAAs. That's pretty standard. But we also train our folks not only on the HIPAA rules of engagement, but the protected health information that we're dealing with and how to handle that. I just had a conversation with a client the other day. They wanted to know how they handle it if they're using our PCs or their PCs while handling their information. And I asked them to just follow their own policy and procedure, and we can help them when onboarding on how to train on that, you know, where to put documents, where to save documents, when to delete documents, things like that. So they would follow their own protocol, and we can ensure that our staff that is onboarding with them is trained on that as well. As far as the scalability and fluctuation, we can accommodate that. We've had some folks that have purchased a business It's a chocolate mess. They need 10 people right away to help them clean it up. So we get in there with our TBO folks and we help them clean it up for 2 months and then return 8 out of 10 of them. They only keep 2 of them. We always have new clients that are onboarding. So we'll use those 8 with other clients. And the benefit to those 8 is now they have 2-3 months of real world experience that they can bring to the table with this new client. So it actually makes it a better situation. The fluctuating needs, if you're closing down staffing, a slowdown in business, anything like that, we want to be your staffing partner when you're selecting a staffing partner, somebody who can fluctuate with your needs of what is happening with your business. If you're shutting down branches, if you're opening new branches, if you're going from a live environment to a virtual environment, you're implementing new chat bots or chat programs rather, we can accommodate all of that. So any ups and downs in staffing needs, we can absolutely accommodate and we have accommodated up until recently.
Okay. And you mentioned something in that last answer about a client of yours asking like, okay, what do we have to do differently? And what I'm hearing you saying is, no, that's not what you want. You don't want the supplier to have to change the way they operate. You're going to match to what is existing. You're not expecting the supplier who partners with you to have to fully change everything they do to match your folks. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. In fact, at the end of the day, we're a staffing agency, and any staffing agency is going to provide staff. What we want to partner with is we want to make sure they assimilate into the client business according to their rules of engagement, not ours, not what our experience dictates, what their experience dictates. So if they have specific needs regarding, like we were just talking about, HIPAA compliance or protected health information, and they have certain specific policies and procedures that need to be followed, a couple of our clients are hospital-owned and they're very policy-driven. We will accommodate that. And if they want to involve us early on, we will get their people trained on what their policies are so they have very little training to do once they're onboarded. So yeah, we'll always accommodate what the client needs are and not dictate what those needs are from our point of view.
So obviously you have your own processes and policies, but once they go to the supplier who's partnered with you, the expectation is that they are going to match what the supplier is doing, not the other way around. So the supplier's operations will become the new way that your folks will work. Am I getting
Absolutely
that correct?
Correct, 100%. Yes.
Okay. And my last question to you also has something to do with what you answered. You mentioned chatbots, emerging technology kind of as a whole. So I wanted to ask what emerging trends you see in remote staffing. For example, how does tactical back office use technology to make sure that your team is as prepared as they can be to really hit the ground running when they're called upon to support a home medical supplier? So what are you seeing in the industry, or what are you anticipating in the industry as far as trends? And then how do you use technology to your benefit and the benefit of your supplier partners?
Well, the emerging trends, I have to say, come from our customers. Our customers tell us what they need, where they're going, what they wish they had. Anything new that we're doing came from our customers based on what their needs were. Things that I never would have thought of. Let me give you an example. A dispatcher. If you have multiple trucks on the road and you have a regional company and you've got 10, 20, 30 trucks out there, having a dispatcher is expensive locally. The same job can be handled by one of our TBOs that are assigned to that client, and that can handle that job. And we'll train them in a real life environment using the industry software. Like, I'll give Brightree Apicheta as an example, where, you know, it's a POD device that is used for tracking GPS guidance on routing, and the dispatcher will help with that. I didn't think of that. Nobody here thought about that. Our clients were asking for that. So that was wonderful. And among those emerging trends could be other types of support responsibilities that they're asking for. We're working on a few different business lines right now, aside from typical staffing, that our clients are asking for, that we'll be publishing by the end of the year. And they're pretty exciting what folks are given, not only their ideas, but what ideas are given us or challenges to accommodate those ideas that they have. And I think part of the technology that we've deployed is clearly knowing what the HME DME provider is doing. Working in an HME DME provider myself, with half of our staff have been there over the last 20, 25 years. We know what is required to be a successful provider, to be a profitable provider, and what technology needs to be deployed for that. And I'll give you an example of, it could be as simple as Microsoft Teams or Zoom. You know, through the pandemic, we all got familiar with Zoom, but a lot of folks were a little late on the uptake on that. So introducing them to Zoom and how to implement that in your business, and how video conferencing is imperative with remote personnel, or watching if you never tracked KPIs before and how to do that now to ensure your people are meeting your objectives. Those are all technologies that we've not only implemented internally, but can share that information. And I think it's important for the provider to be a partner and share information or ask for that information of how it's done. How are you tracking this? How are you ensuring they are being productive? What expectations are you placing on them? And that, a lot of that has to do with the technology that's already deployed. But some of the other technology, like I mentioned earlier, the chatbots and things like that, that's pretty straightforward. And our people are used to doing that. They probably did that in a previous job before we hired them. And we can guide them through that as well. So any ideas that they have, if they want to bounce off of us, we're more than happy to help them along with that, because we're gathering a lot of ideas from our clients as well as to what they're doing and how they're running their business. And it's really a mutual benefit to us both.
Okay, so it's a very two-way relationship. It's not just that the supplier asks for staffing help, you respond, and that's it. I mean, it's just not a one-way thing. There's a lot of feedback where your supplier is saying, hey, Todd, do you have this capability? We're seeing more of a need for this. Are you guys aware of that? And so it's not just that you have your people and they're in a bubble and they just stay that way. You're always kind of trying to anticipate, and you're in a good position, of course, because you're very familiar with the DME, HME landscape. So you're constantly keeping up on what's happening so that when your clients, the suppliers, get back to you and say, hey, Todd, can you handle this? You probably know what they're talking about. You've probably already been working on it. And your answer is going to be, you bet, we can accommodate you.
And if we can't, we'll learn within a couple of weeks and get you accommodated. And I want to emphasize, some of our clients, they're often running. They don't need our help, you know, and so we just supply them with personnel. And we hear from them a couple of times a year when they need personnel or when they want to change personnel around. So there's a lot of clients like that as well that don't want to hear from us necessarily, except when they have a need. And that's fine, too, because we got to be ready to replace any personnel that they may have that quit, or a few have retired, or you know, do leave. We want to make sure we get those replacements in there quickly. Other providers, yeah, they're very interested on what our capabilities are, things that they would have never guessed. You know, oh, you have somebody doing posting, oh, you have somebody doing QA, you have somebody doing compliance for CPAP. I never thought of doing compliance for CPAP. You know, we can train people. Those are complicated tasks. Going back to our original question of picking the right partner, we've got 25 years experience, give or take, of all of these tasks. And we've been able to achieve wonderful KPIs on these types of job duties. So what they are asking for, we're currently doing. And they're actually doing in a real live DME company is where they're practicing at, besides in a sandbox, besides with trainers. So any of those that are out there that have a need that they never thought of before, like the bookkeeper, we're doing it. We'll gladly help you onboard that person and share some of the ideas that we've had when onboarding them and how to make it successful. But again, other providers, they don't need the help. They just need the staffing.
So you're completely fine with just meeting them where they are. If they need, they're going to be more interactive with you. That's awesome. If they just contact you when something is changing and maybe they need your input, that's wonderful. But I anticipate that you probably also have some people who contact you if they're thinking of making a move, right? So, hey, Todd, we're thinking of opening up another office in, you know, two counties over. The population growth there is to the point where we're having a hard time with the current staff, so we're thinking about opening up another office. What do you think? It's going to be more or less the same product mix we're doing now, same service mix we're doing now. Could you help us out with that? Then I bet that they also contact you even before they make some of these moves, right? Sort of anticipatory moves.
Absolutely. And then that way, it may not be an official order for us, but at least we can start training on those. So what we like to do is get them onboarded within a week or two of their official request. And once they're onboarded, they're already trained. We've already put them through 8 weeks of training prior to this. So by the time they put in the order, if we can onboard them within a week or two, yeah, any formal heads up that they can give us that this is going to be happening or they plan on doing this, we're going to try to anticipate that and start the training process.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Todd. We'll wrap up the podcast with Todd Usher at Tactical Back Office, but I wanted to say thank you, Todd, for your time. I learned a lot about staffing options, and this was fun. I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for being here.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori, for your time, and thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
HME Business Podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. The best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes is to subscribe, and you can also go onto our website, hme-business.com, and listen to episodes there. Thanks very much for being with Todd and me today. We'll be back again soon.